reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out, to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. When we hear this gospel, we could easily overlook the significance of Jesus calling them by name. This was a public proclamation for those who heard these names, knowing Christ has chosen them. In other words, we could listen to them because they represent Jesus. And I wonder, when people encounter us on a daily basis, do they walk away saying, "You know what? That must be a follower of Jesus. I got to know them through their kindness, their patience, their love, their mercy"? Or when people leave us, do they think, "My gosh, I don't want to be around them"? Our names have meaning and value. Jesus has called each of us by name to do wonderful things. And our names are a gift from God given to us. And I hope and pray that when people meet us today, they'll say, "You know what? I encountered Jesus and that wonderful disciple of Jesus today." So my dear friends, remember this, that Christ continues to call us by name so that we may be known publicly that we belong to him. Because we belong to him comes great responsibility to proclaim the good news of Jesus each and every day. So how will people remember you today as a disciple of Christ? Will they use your name with kindness? Or they get a new username and say, "I need to pray for them even more today"? I hope you get the prayers anyway because of the good that you do. How is the Lord going to use you today to do good things?